Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Amen. Amen. Well, how many has ever been to an old-fashioned hootenanny? That's sort of what I felt like. Just let both your hairs down and let her rip. You're just not holding anything back. That's what we want. That's what he wants. He desires our spontaneity of heart, and God desires us being who we are, who he's created to be, and to release what he's given us inside to him, just to give it back to him, because he is so worthy of every ounce of the praise and worship that we give him. Amen. Amen, it's good. Yes, he is. there's a song that we sing, "The Revival is in the Air." I want to say something about that. Revival and Reformation are coming. He's not through with America yet. He's really not. And you just need to say to yourself, he's not through with me either. He's still working on you, isn't he? He's still working on your pastor. I hope he's working on you too. You know, but he's doing this in the greatness of his love and his faithfulness. But a lot of people cannot recognize that revival is coming because they don't have the eyes to see it, because they're so focused on what's in front of them. So if you can't see revival coming, you need to ask the Lord to open the spiritual eyes of your heart so that you can see the good things that are on their way. But Pastor, there's no but Pastor. When you're in the midst of it, that's when you have to have the eyes to see past the midst. That's when, and that comes by faith. How many of you know that, you know, that a promise given to you is only as the one who gave you the promise, only as good as the one who gave it? So you don't really have, listen, you don't really have faith in the promises. You have faith in the one who gave the promises. See, if I promised each one of you $1 million, what are y'all laughing at? Because you know the one who said it. But see, he never lies. He never deceives you. He's always faithful. He's always true. That's the reason he's great. He's a great God. But you and I have got to be able to stand right in the middle of what's going on and speak to what is coming. Give the landing strip through your voices. So you got to change the language, because your language won't change unless what you see changes. See, if all you see is gloom, despair, and agony on me, that's all that's going to come out of here if that's all that's in you. But when you see the faithfulness of God, and you serve a God who, matter of fact, I heard this one time about, you know, I said, what is God's name? And a little kid said, Harold. Harold be thy name. And then I said, well, you know, there's instead of hallowed, it says, Harold be thy name. What's his name? Harold, you know, from a child. And then I just found out his last name. Turner. Yeah. He turned it to you good. He's a turner. He turns everything to you good. Well, this is bad. Well, he's a turner. He's going to turn it for your good. Well, you don't know how terrible it is. Well, he's going to turn it to your good. Harold Turner is his name. Andy walks with me. Andy talks with me. And he tells me, I am his own. Well, as y'all can tell, we have no clue what to do. I do have one thing I need to make sure that I get it, because the Lord gave me this morning. I get up early on Sundays and I just pray and reflect and pause and meditate and think and just talk to him. And here's one of the things that I got from him this morning was there's some people who are empty and walking dry. There's a dryness about them. And he said, you let them know that if they acknowledge where they are, I'll take them to where they want to be. Okay. And this thing about dryness and dry places, that's where the spirits went after they were cast out. They looked for dry, waterless places to go to. So anytime you're in a dryness, you're being influenced by the demonic realm, because that's where they are. See, water and the flowing and the rivers and the rain, that's talking about the Holy Spirit, the refreshing. But they go to dry places. So if you're in a dry place, you're at a place to where there's a lot of, there could be some torment, there could be some oppression, there can be some things that's going on that your walk is just dry. The Lord says, not only that, but it's empty. I'm not saying you don't have Jesus. I'm just saying you've been overwhelmed and your vision you can't see the true vision that he wants you to see, that he's given you, because you're overwhelmed with where you are. And he wants to change that this morning. So who is that for?
Me.
Okay, I want you to come. Listen, to keep your distance, but I want you to come to the altar. I want you to come here, and I want you to say, you know, not just say this me, but I'm coming so he can deal with this dryness. I'm coming so he can deal with this emptiness. I'm coming so he can fill me. He can do whatever he wants with my life, because I'm going to respond to the word that he has given. Amen. Amen. Y'all just keep coming. Make room. I got more people coming. See, here's the thing about it. We think we're good until we do a self-examination in the light of who he is, in the light of what he wants to give us. So the word this morning was for these, of saying that if you're here and if you respond to his word, if you respond to the thing that acknowledging the dryness, acknowledging the emptiness, I just need a refreshing. He said, I'll give it to you. How many of you believe he will? How many believe he's already provided it? Yes. Amen? Amen? All right. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for these that have responded to your word this morning. We thank you, God, that you have never stopped making the refreshing available. But somehow, some way, they got disconnected. So right now, in Jesus' name, we're asking you to reconnect. Lord, reconnect every one of these people to the fountain of your presence. And Lord, that their desire would be increased for you, their hunger would be increased for you, and that they would be able to experience you, your life, your river, your refreshing, your rain, your water, your presence. And Lord, that they would not be overwhelmed by what's going on again. That this moment would be so driven into the depths of who they are, that when another season approaches, like the one that they're in, that they will be able to look up and say, I know in whom I have placed my trust. I will be refreshed. I will be filled. I will be rejuvenated. I will be a spontaneous person to the Holy Spirit alive in me. So, Father, we ask you to do that now, and we just break every assignment of dryness against each one of these people. Lord, we just break it in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father, that this thing would not return. And they would be overjoyed. Like a person who has been spiritually drunk with a new wine. In Jesus' name. Some of you want to jump up right now and join into this thing. I know. If you do, just stand up where you are. Eh? You know, just to be overjoyed. See, there's a joy that is your strength. And it's the joy of Him. It's the joy of the Lord. So let it rain, Father. Let it rain. Let it rain upon them right now. Let them drink. Let them drink of you. Let them taste and see how good you are. And Lord, may this that you're feeding them, this is your communion. This is your body and this is your blood at work. Refreshing them with your presence. How many of you feel like, well, I've sort of been stuck? I heard somebody. I'm sort of been stuck. Has anybody ever driven a straight drive? So when I say pop the clutch, Y'all know what that means? It's a revving up and popping the clutch, and all of a sudden it's like, boom, gone. I mean, I'm out of here. It's like that song, All He Left Us Was Alone. Now, you're going to leave it back. You're going to leave it back behind you because you're revving up. Y'all gonna do something?
Just a little refreshing.
As you go back to your seat, just walk underneath this and just get a symbol of being refreshed. So do I have to walk under it? No, you just get to. You know, it's almost like, well. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Does anybody else want to walk through? Look here. Look here. The children. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes. Refresh me, Lord. Refresh me, Lord. And for all of you that's out there saying, well, that right there don't mean nothing. It don't to you. It's like the starfish and the little boy. He's picking up the little starfish out on the shore, and he's up out there slinging them. And an older man walks by and says, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm saving the starfish, throwing them back." He said, "There's hundreds out here. You won't make a difference." And he picked another one up, slung it, and he said, "It did to that one." I feel like a water hose connected to a fire hydrant. This ain't no way it's going to work. Can I get the worship team back up? This thing with Ephesians 4 that we will continue, I promise we will. It said that we have been given all these, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to be able to equip the saints to be able to do the work of the ministry. That equipping means to make you ready. To make you ready to do the service that he gives you to do. And he says, for the building up of the body of Christ, which means what? That this is a process that you're going through, and you're going to need to be encouraged from time to time. And God is putting people around you to encourage you. Don't quit. Don't give up. Yes. See beyond where you're seeing now. Amen. How many of you know that when you go from one place to another, you have to leave. You have to leave where you are. And sometimes, God gave me this and I'm not going to turn loose of it. Well, what if he asked for it? And we sing a song, he gives and takes away. But we don't mean it. He gives and gives some more, and he does. But every once in a while, he'll ask you for something. And here's why. Have you ever noticed that the nature of a raccoon? He'll look inside a log and something will catch his eye. And he'll stick his hand in that hole on that log. And he'll get hold of what he wanted. And all of a sudden, he pulls back, but he can't get out of the hole. Because what he's holding on to is too big to get through that hole. So he's got a dilemma. He'll fight that log for hours. Hanging on to what he's got a hold of. There's a whole world out here waiting for him. But his attitude is, I am not turning this loose. It's, say the word.
Mine.
No, say it with an attitude.
Mine.
Mine. You need to turn that loose. Mine. And you're stuck right there until you release, watch this, until you release what you have in order to get what he wants to give you. I'm just having me a good time up here. I hope y'all. I'm enjoying the presence of God. I really am. Sometimes we've got to turn things loose in order to get to where we're going. Sometimes we've got to move past the thing. Well, I've never done it that way before. Well, guess what? He's leading you to do it that way. Because we can get stuck in what we're familiar with. And then we lose out on the destiny of where we're going. He didn't want any of his people stuck. That's the reason he's put people around you. And he's building you up along the way, the journey of walking with him. The journey of increasing your life in him. The life that he has given you is full. You have the completeness of who he is. You and I are just not living it out. So since you've been born again, listen to this and we'll sing. Listen to this. The thing is, when he delivered the children of Israel from Egypt, it was a miracle of God. Not only did they tell him to leave and let them leave, they said, here, take this gold with you. Here, take all this stuff with you. I mean, all this treasures. Take the treasures with you. Just take it all with you. Then all of a sudden, you get to leave. They left the slavery and the bondage. Right? You see, that was the easy part for him. You want to know the hard part for you? Getting to Egypt out of you. He got you out of Egypt. And then he has the process that we're talking about of getting the Egypt out of you. Why? You've learned its ways. You've learned its sorrows. You've learned how to do things in the flesh and not by the Spirit. So it takes a lot longer to get the Egypt out of us. Because we've learned too many ways that are not the ways of God. What did they long for out in the desert? Cucumbers. We want some cucumbers. I would have picked something else that I would be longing for than cucumbers. But they'll just go back for cucumbers. Hey, let's just leave going to the promised land and let's go back to let's go get some cucumber salad. So which cucumbers are which of those little small things are you longing for from the backside? See, that's in you. He's got you out of the slavery. Now he's got to get the slavery out of you. He's got to get the slavery out of you. The slavery mentality. Why? You got to start rethinking. You got to start transforming. So the inside's got to transform so you can be, do, and say and encounter what he wants you to encounter. See, if all you see is Egypt, then that's all you're going to say is Egypt. But if you see the promised land and you've tasted the promised land, you'll be able to share the promised land with people who are standing in need of a greater hope. See, when people are hopeless, it's because they're under, and anytime you get hopeless, you have a loss of hope, it's because you're under the influence of a lie. It's true. You're under the influence of a lie. Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fear, out of fear will come hopelessness. Anything you're afraid of, it's going to bring you hopelessness. Because there's a lie out here that you're believing. There's a deception out here that you've taken in. And he don't want his people to be deceived. He wants his people, he wants us to know the truth. He wants us to know the truth inside and let the truth work on the inside and get all the Egypt out of our soul, not our spirit. Out of our soul, out of our mind, our will, and our emotions. And that's him. And it's really him. But sometimes we get stuck because somebody told us something, and this is how they say it is, and then we've made our mind up that that's how it is for us. Let me give you an example. There was a police officer that called the station. Said, "I got a real problem over here." Said, "What you got?" "Well, I got an old lady that has shot her husband." And all he did was walked across a mopped floor. And she shot him. Station said, "Well, did you arrest her?" "No, sir. The floor's still wet." Hold it a second. Okay. Pastor, you're just not supposed to end the service with a joke. I know it. But see, it's the point of this. Somebody's already told him, if you walk on the floor, you're going to get shot. And that's the same way we'll feel, because we've already heard something over here. Something bad had happened, and all of a sudden God said, "This is where I want you to go." Mm-mm-mm. They shoot people. Mm-mm. No, he said, "I want you to go. I want you to go to this dark place." Why does he want to do that? Because he's equipping you for it. So you can do the work that he's calling you to do in the place that he's calling you to do it in. And sometimes it won't be in a setting just like this. Sometimes it'll be out there where it's ugly and the floors are wet. Isn't he great?
Yes.
Let's stand up and we'll just finish this thing by singing and praising God. Let's just stand up. And that song was so good. I'm going to say, do it again. Just do it again.
How great is our God?
Yeah, how great is our God? Let's just worship him. He's opened eyes today. How many of you have been touched by God today? Yeah. Look, all over the house. Look, you know why? Because he knows what you needed and gave it to you. It might have been different than the other people, but he knows what you needed, yes. And he says, "I'm going to give it to him today. I'm going to let this person experience this. I'm going to let this other person have this, and I'm going to let this person see this, and I'm going to let this person feel this. I'm going to let this person know this." All of a sudden, he's fully at work. Say, he did it just for me. So now let's worship him for doing it. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.